At some point, I've been thinking about, I'm not sure how, because it needs to flow. I've been told by my higher authority. I'm perhaps being presumptuous there to assume that our ancestors who want us to be free are, I mean, I see what I'm doing as internalizing those key messages and attending to my responsibility, as I believe is all of our responsibility, to synthesize and advance their gifts towards the goal of generalized human freedom. But what I was about to say is that at some point, I really want to tackle this propaganda that I hear from time to time, and I know power guys behind scenes keep putting it out there because it continuously reappears, that it would be boring to not have. I read this some youngster at UC Berkeley who writes, or did, I don't know, I guess they change over now. Is it the change of new class coming in at UC Berkeley, whatever. There was this guy who used to write these columns who was, I guess, a Christian because he was obsessed with the notion of sin, and he kept implying that it would be boring, a world with no sin. And by sin, I am assuming he means the authority. I mean, it practically speaking, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about power, because they're the only ones with the power to call anything good or bad and create the notion of sin. And so I really want to, and I've heard this on the left as well, when I used to listen to a progressive radio, this notion of would it would actually be boring if there was no struggle, or generalized human freedom is peace, global peace and freedom. And I think the word they use is harmony, that if we lived in harmony, there would be no challenges for us to tackle anymore. And this isn't the time for me to go into this, but that's propaganda, as I think we heard clearly in attending to Kropotkin and to most recently the testimony we heard from Istanbul, from was it Insistan? I hope I'm not mistaking the name in that recent, or not recent anymore, but in that Slingshot article, when he was capturing the vitality and the energy of being able to create a world in which we get to grow our own gifts. Far from that being boring, that is the ultimate excitement, is seeing ourselves blossom and seeing, I've been thinking a lot about this, just in missing my cat, because he, in thinking about how unique each individual living thing is, how rich and deep in gifts each living thing is, and to get force off the back of us and allow those gifts to grow and develop under their own agency and initiative, the guidance of the earth. I mean, that world is going to be so amazingly interesting to see each other who we are really, not these poor, sad, distorted mutilations of ourselves, but us. Nothing more exciting than that.